The NFTA is expecting more riders on its Metro Rail line as commuters make room for basketball fans.
Metro Rail will be running on schedule. We have anticipating the crowd, so we'll be looking to put some extra frequency and service on the line.
NFTA spokesman Doug Hartmeyer says fans are encouraged to take advantage of free park-and-ride lots on Main Street. But knowing that fans will be up against commuters for available spots, he suggests those who usually park at the university lot might want to take a slightly longer drive down Main Street.
In LaSalle, there's around 730 spaces there. So generally, if you're going to be looking for a place to park and ride, LaSalle, which is the next inbound station, it's less than a mile from University, right down Main Street, just before Hurdle Avenue, on your right-hand side. You can park there and jump on the train, and it's about a 20-minute ride right down to the KeyBank Center.
Meanwhile, taxis and food trucks will be out in force near KeyBank Center. Visit Buffalo Niagara President and CEO Patrick Kaler reminds fans that a team of volunteers will be using the Twitter hashtag HoopsBuff, that's Buff with one F, to provide updated information on available space at local eateries.
We'll be making sure that our volunteers out on the street are fully aware so that they can let people know as they're passing by on the streets, you know, the best and easiest way to get to certain restaurants.
Kaler admits feeling that there is one missed opportunity downtown. He wishes ice skating at Canalside had not been shut down for the season.
It would have been a great opportunity for that period of time in between and on Friday when everybody has all the open day as well to be able to go to Canalside and experience the ice skating, the ice bikes.
But it will also be St. Patrick's Day on Friday, and there will be no lack of revelry downtown in a city that was recently ranked by a survey as the best place in America for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.